Okay. Item 3 is a subdivision and rezoning at 2795 and 2799 Pembina Highway under file DASZ-22 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely Item 4. It is a variance at 2795 and 2799 Pembina Highway under file DAV-161357/2012D.
Okay, would the applicants please step forward? State your name and address for the record.
Hi, Robin Lee, Precon Builders. I just recently moved, so I actually don't know my address. 10405 Fort White Way.
Welcome. Thank you. Please give us an overview of what you're proposing.
Our clients, and I'd like to introduce Carl Epp. He's a representative of the ownership group who came down here to help me out. What we're proposing to do is to provide an infill housing opportunity close to the university in a C2 zoned property where Burger King, a bank, and a strip mall is, and there's unused land in behind that existing development that we are able to fit in quite a nice infill housing opportunity on that property. So we are proposing a seven-story apartment building that will have a good mix of suites, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and even some three-bedroom suites. And we think it's a very important development for the area, and we think it will be very well received by the neighborhood and the people that want to use the services along Pembina Highway.
Okay. Any questions? Any questions of Robin Lee?
Not right now. I think there's a lot of people here to speak on this, and we'll hear what they have to say, and we'll bring up some questions down the road. I think
Thank
development
you,
is pretty self-explanatory.
Registered in support is Carl Lepp. Registered in support. Also in support is Don. What does that say? Why? White? Don White in support. Okay, those are all the supports I have. Is there anyone else in support who hasn't filled out a form? Richmond Bay?
Was it a green form?
Okay. So there's an orange. What's your name?
Richmond Bay, B-A-Y-D-S.
Richmond Bay.
Okay.
This one says
so we'll put you in support. Okay. There you go. Registered in opposition, Liette and Jim Lewis. Would you like to come in down and make a presentation? State your name and address to the record, please.
Jim Lewis, 66 Brentlawn Boulevard.
Okay, Jim, state the nature of your opposition.
I'm concerned mostly about, I'm a tenant in one of the malls that's out front of this property, and my concern is the access to it of how they're going to get the 90 potential families in and out because there's no driveway to it, so aside from sharing my own, and it's inadequate in my own opinion for the traffic we have currently. And my second concern is with the parking for our strip mall. We currently have just enough parking as it is, and this will cost us many, many parking spots. I'm in 2795 Pembina Highway.
Okay.
And that's my concerns.
Thank you. Very, very succinct. Any questions?
No, I'm familiar with the tenant. I understand the scenario. We'll ask the questions of the applicant when they come back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Robin Lee.
Robin, there's three things I want you to talk about. I think Jim, if I remember correctly, he's the tenant in the hardware store. The parking and the access, can you give us a little bit of an explanation on those two things? Then I'd also like you to just tell me whether or not you're satisfied with the conditions in the report. A lot of times these guys don't take a close look at the conditions. I just want to make sure that you've reviewed the conditions as well.
Yes, we reviewed the reports in detail, and so we are accepting of those conditions. To answer the questions about, I guess first of all, access, because this development, the building that Jim is located in at 2795, is just really the northern tip of the development, and it's tough to see probably from here, but Jim's a tenant in this building here. We are not affecting any parking stalls or any development of that building. There is some vacant undeveloped land in behind that building that will actually be used for parking stalls for the new apartment building. There are currently three access points servicing this strip mall and also the TD Bank and the Burger King on this development. Currently, the ownership of the strip mall, the bank, and the Burger King are all the same person, so there's all cross-access agreements in place here for access. So in working through our proposal, we don't see any issues with access onto the site. There's an existing bank with a drive-thru and an existing Burger King with a drive-thru on the site. So we see the main access point for the apartment building, and the fire lane is actually drawn in between the bank and the Burger King. So as far as access goes, we don't see any issues. As far as parking goes, we are not utilizing one parking stall that's currently in place for any of the commercial uses on the property. Most of the tenants have very specific leases in place that would not permit the landlord to take away parking. All the parking required for the apartment is self-contained and actually meets the bylaw as far as the parking stall ratio goes. So we feel very comfortable that access and parking are very adequate for this development.
Just to clarify, Robin, in the variance application, there is an application in here on Lot 2 for varying the parking.
Yes, that's existing. That Lot 2 is that building that that Jim was mentioning, the strip mall. There are currently 36 parking stalls provided on that property. When the zoning analysis came through, because I guess there's some restaurants on the site and whatnot, they did that calculation for that strip mall property. So they incorporated that into this development. Again, those are all existing parking spaces that are in place, and our proposal does not impact that parking on Lot 2.
Okay, so that's cleaning up what's happening on the existing use at Lot 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else you want to add at this time? Your last chance.
No, I guess I had one comment. I guess maybe I'd mention it. I was speaking with Mr. Kostiak earlier. At the next stage for the plan approval stage, Rob and I have been chatting back and forth about a few plan tweaks that may change our suite count a bit from probably 78 to 88 or 90 units. That again would not have any effect or negative impact on parking. So I think, or without adding making the building bigger or whatnot. So we feel that our concerns are all addressed at this time.
Okay. I see there are some design criteria that are put forward to you. You've reviewed those as well?
Yes.
So the planners love to be building designers for some reason. They're very hard on this stuff. I don't know why they keep trying to embed them in our zoning documents, but if you have any issues, give me a call.
Okay. Well, they keep me in check.
Okay. I think we're...
Councillor Mays, any questions?
Yep.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can have a seat. We're going to deal with this now. Councillor Swindle.
Thank you. I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary, carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary, carried.
And I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
All in favor? Contrary, carried.
The supporting reasons are as follows. I appreciate the fact that the gentleman came down from Jim's Hardware. But I've been on the site. I've looked at the site, and I see this as sort of a sweet little victory for our Winnipeg and complete communities, because you look behind a lot of these buildings on Pembina Highway. This is one area, but you get down by Plaza Drive in there as well. There's these big voids in the back where this parking is built and it's never been used. And this one even has some big chunks of just empty land that's not even built for parking. So it's nice to see somebody bring it forward to put some more people on it to increase the density. Hopefully it will help a small local business as well. I think when you have, another 75 or 80 units of people that need a cover plate for a switch or something, that they'll be doing that in their own backyard rather than heading off to the big box store. So I appreciate the comments that were made by the folks in the hardware store, but I think overall this is really going to add something to the community, and it really follows along that that track, even though it's up against the railroad track, but the track that Complete Communities and our Winnipeg got us focusing on. So now those are the supporting reasons for it. And with that, I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary? Carried. Now we're going to move on to the variance.
On the variance, I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary? Carried.
That the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary? Carried.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in.
All in favor? Contrary? Carried.
And I'll move that criteria A to D of subsection 247 sub 3 of the City of Winnipeg Charter set up below are satisfied.
All in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Then I'll move the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary? And carried. That's items 3 and 4. We'll hear from our clerk here.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. And for the variance, please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered.
Thank you.
Item 5 is a subdivision and rezoning at 1201 St. Anne's Road under file DASZ 25 of 2012. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 6 is a variance at 1201 St. Anne's Road under file DAV 165544/2012D.
Would the applicant, Paul Workington, please come down? Please state your name and address for the record, please.
It's Paul Workington, Box 990, Niverville, Manitoba.
Welcome. Please give us an overview of your project.
What we're proposing to do is run two sixplexes on an east-west configuration at the subject address that's noted here. We have condos on the south and on the north side of us, and we're limited with what we can do on this subject property. We had initially looked at doing a configuration where we had two sixplexes on the north side of the subject lot. After some consultation with people that knew better than we did, we moved it to the south side to give a lot less, shall we say, shade to the single-level units on the north side of us. So that is the reason the configuration is laid out the way it is. Obviously looking for a rezoning as well as a subdivision here to complete and do the continuation of the river path on the same.
Okay. You ready for questions?
You bet.
Any questions? Councillor Mays.
I don't think there'll be much controversy about the size of the number of units or the size. I think everyone will be in favor of the easterly bit being dedicated to complete the trail system. But talk to me, can you explain in more detail the variances you're seeking, the parking, the width, the fencing? Can you expand on that?
Jeremy, I'm going to let you. What is the best? Can you give me the variances for a second here? Well, I guess the biggest thing is going to be on the St. Mary's side. We are going to be a little bit on the tighter side. When we did the property alignment, our building is going to be closer to St. Mary's, so we're looking for a variance on the street side. We're also fairly tight on the south side as well, to the condos on that side as well. I guess 27 feet from the fence to the front of our building, and on the that would be on the south side of our building, we're sitting at about 8.5 feet, approximately. So I'm not sure entirely what, I guess, how to answer to the question, but...
Okay. Councillor Mays?
Well, the drawings are a little hard to relate because we're at a right angle to them here, but so your building's two sixplexes.
That's correct.
Two stories in height. They're half and east of St. Anne's, so they're on the they're on the southern side of the property.
That's correct.
It's a long, thin strip.
Precisely.
You're on the southern side of the property, so the north side is going to be the drive aisle, right?
That's correct. Yeah, and to the south of us is a three-story plus right. condominium, which is sort of our shadow, our shade, if you want to call it that. And the reason we moved it to the other side is because our building height with a two-story would have definitely created some shade issues for the backyards and the decks of the people to the north of us. And so that was the reason for redoing that.
So the drive aisle is going to go the full depth of the property.
That is correct, yeah.
Back to some point near the trail.
That's correct,
then
yeah.
You're going to have the two sixplexes, they're facing north?
They're facing north, that's correct. And that was the reason we preferred the other direction with the southern exposure, but due to the shading of the sun problem that we're creating with this whole thing, we're going to rather work with the other way where we provide a northern exposure, which is fine too.
And the space between the two sixplexes is what?
Space between the two sixplexes. Hey, you're right, those numbers are hard to read. Jeremy, can you read that? About 120 feet. There's a total of 19 parking stalls.
The buildings?
Sorry, what was that?
120 feet between the buildings?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then the back, the southern yard is, you're saying 8.5 feet to the property line?
That's the north, south side is 8.5 feet to property line, that's correct.
Okay, any other questions?
I may have some more once we hear from...
Okay, we're going to hear from people both in support and in opposition.
Sure.
So you can have a seat. I have a few people registered in support. You're welcome to come and speak, but you don't have to. You can just register your support.
You guys need to sit down and behind the...
Yeah. First is Jeremy Weeb. In support? Todd Niblock. Todd, welcome.
Thank you. So I'm Todd Niblock, Varela LePage, real estate, address 6-1549 St. Mary's Road. I guess I have a few things in terms of positives for the project. First of all, that the city will receive the east portion of the lot along the Seine River to complete the Seine River Trail. I know that they've been trying to get that portion of the property from the current owner for many years. Originally, that owner was wanting to build a larger residence there. That wasn't approved, and so this is kind of a culmination of that. Other positives, the current buildings on the site aren't attractive. There's a number of outbuildings that are almost barn-like, shed-like. The three-story condominium that's to the south, I know that they had offered the current owner some incentives to